Welcome into the Siouxland Sports Insider Leadoff Man podcast, talking a little baseball. This is a new segment for us this year, leading into the baseball softball season, and we're looking very much forward to it. Our segment is presented by Bob Rose Point After, Westside Pizza, and North End Zone, and we're very grateful for their sponsorship. I'd like to welcome in my partner, Mitch McCumber, and I'm going to let Mitch introduce our guest today. Really solid athlete, great baseball player here from the area. And Mitch, go ahead and take it away.
Yeah, it's Briarcliff commit Tyler Lugent. Tyler from Sergeant Bluff Luton. I was, you know, grateful enough to get to watch him play all of last year in a game that's really improved on the diamond. And yeah. You know, not just a baseball player, he's a four sport athlete as well. But
not easily done.
No. Well, first off, welcome in, Tyler.
Yeah, thank you for
good
having
to have
me.
You, Tyler.
Thank you.
We'll kind of get started off here. I'll go through the accolades. Not trying to boast them up, but last year on the diamond, 46 hits, hitting at a 354 average. 16 stolen bases. His speed is deceptive. And then 5-1 on the mound, too, with a 2.49 ERA. I'm going to need to be relied on a little bit more this year, losing three key seniors, and hit the four hole for a really good Sergeant Bluff team that went to the state tournament. Not only on the diamond, but he was a first-team MRAC infielder, second team all district as a baseball player in 2022, and also on the football field, a really good athlete as well. First team all MRAC, our first team two-time first team all district defensive lineman, and had 102 career tackles, 25 tackles for loss. I mean, kind of does it on any field that you put him on. He's gonna be a ball player for you. So we're gonna talk a little bit about him transitioning into next season and, you know, going into your senior season at Sergeant Bluff. It's going to be a different kind of feel, being the lead role there at Sergeant Bluff.
Yeah, Tyler. You know, before we jump into that, awesome finish to last season. You guys really looked well over in Iowa City. And what kind of momentum does that give you guys coming into this season?
I think it gives us a lot of momentum. But kind of going off that, Coach Nelson's already said a few times, like, last season doesn't matter, and what we did last year doesn't really apply to what we need to do this year to get back to that same point. So, obviously, we got a tough road ahead of us, just like last year, a lot of great opponents in our conference and just teams we play in general. So, it's going to be a tough road ahead of us, but we're excited for where the season's going to lead us this year.
And kind of having that mentality, you being a multi-sport athlete, I kind of guess, like, the decision, since you're a really good football player and a really good baseball player, what came down to the decision for you to play baseball collegiately? Was it, you know, more the fit from Briarcliff, your future home, and then or was it just the feel that you love baseball a little bit more than football?
Yeah, so after my junior season of football is when I started to gain a lot of interest from colleges around the area. But it was exciting and all that, but I still knew that my true love was baseball, just from how much I loved it growing up to now. And so I hadn't really gotten a lot of interest from baseball, but after the state tournament, that had really helped me with my recruiting and stuff like that. So I think after that state tournament is when I really knew that I was going to go all in for baseball. Still play all four sports just to help me physically and all that, and give that all my best to all my high school teammates. But for me personally, after that point, that's when I kind of started to realize that baseball is 100% what I want to do after high school, and that's what I want to put all my work into after that.
And you kind of hinted at it there, but being a four-sport athlete, I mean, what's your message to these younger kids? I know a lot of times people are like, I just want to focus on one sport. What helped you develop your game? And we'll talk just in a baseball aspect, you know, playing these other sports and being in these other sports that helped you out, you know, on the baseball diamond, being able to be in a sport basically 24/7, 365.
Yeah, and Coach Nelson hints at it a lot, that, like, being a four-sport athlete really helps you physically, and just being out there and competing with your teammates. It's just a great aspect and a great attribute to have while you're playing baseball, because baseball is a very competitive sport, just like all the other ones. So the message I would give to the younger kids that are thinking about just, like, what they can do to prepare themselves to find what sport they love is to just do them all, And once you do them all, that's when you'll start to realize that you might be better at one sport, but you'll still love the other sport more than you're actually playing at. So for me, I would just say, just play what you want, but really just start to narrow down what you love and just go after it 100%.
Yeah. We were talking off the mic earlier when you came in that, you know, you've got 19 days of school left. So how's that sit with you? I mean, you've had a great career at Sergeant Bluff, a lot of great memories. And, you know, are you ready for that next step? Or are you kind of looking at the baseball schedule and going, I'll jump on this train and be good?
Yeah, it's a little exciting for sure, but definitely a little scary at some times. You know, I still remember when I was incoming eighth grader getting ready for my eighth grade season for baseball. Feels like yesterday, and now mm-hmm. here I am winding down to the end of my senior year. It goes by so fast. I feel like I'm really excited for once school gets done, it's going to be baseball basically for the rest of my career after that. So mm-hmm. once that hits, I think I'm just going to be ready to go.
So with your career at Sergeant Wolf winding down to an end, it's kind of perfect leading question here. Biggest accomplishment while at Sergeant Bluff, it doesn't have to be on the baseball diamond. It could be academic or athletic. But to you, what's the – if you had to look back and relive or have one memory over again, what would it be?
Definitely 100% without a doubt, it would be the state tournament run last year with my guys. Just having those seniors that we did last year, I really looked up to a lot of them. A lot of the teammates did. And just the bond that we had on the baseball team is a lot different than any other bond that I've had on any other team. Not saying that I haven't had bonds or anything like that, but it was just different with baseball. And even having my younger brother Parker on the team too, just that kind of like family relationship just makes everything that much more valuable for me. So definitely last year was my most important memory.
Yeah, you guys were fun to watch. I mean, just the chemistry of that team was pretty magical. I mean, you guys won a lot of close games too. And, you know, credit that to, you know, your guys' experience. But you guys never panicked if you were in a tight game or anything like that. You just looked to make the next winning play, whether that was a base hit, somebody had to draw a walk. What do you attribute that to?
I would just say the countless workouts that we've done, not only in a team setting, but individually. A lot of us put in a lot of work
sure.
during the off season, especially the older guys, and we really encourage the younger guys to either come in with us or come in on their own time. And so all that time I really think paid off in the end. And then obviously just being as competitive as possible will get you through a lot of those situations. Not wanting to lose is what I think helped us a lot.
And I think another thing too, obviously the kids get the buy-in, but they get the buy-in from the coaches.
Yeah.
Speak to us a little bit about Coach Loswell and Coach Nelson. I mean, I've grown up and watched them develop, obviously with Admire before and then Nelson taking over. I mean, it's easy for 9 guys or 10, whatever your rotation is, to rally around a coach. How easy is it to do with Nelson and Loswald?
It makes it really easy, and I'd also have to include Coach Adams in there too. He's a great coach. They're all willing to put down whatever they're doing to put in extra work with us, no matter what, when it is, where it is, they'll get it ready for us. And just the amount of trust that they have in us to play our best and just leave everything we have out there for them. We know that we have that kind of bond with them that we can also tell them anything. So it's just really special to have them out there. I've really known personally Coach Loswald for a long time. So Parker and Tate used to play together all the time. So I've just been around him a lot and been around Coach Nelson since middle school. So it's been really great to have that kind of bond with the coach, and they really trust us and we really trust them.
Well, now with talking about losing 3 key seniors from last year with Click, Conlin, and Ciprita, what's your role going to be this year, seeing as you're one of the seniors that's going to lead this team? I know in high school there's no real captain spot, but what's your role going to be, and especially with having a younger brother, like, are you taking the mentor role, the leadership role? Where do you see yourself hitting this year and everything on the baseball aspect of it?
Yeah, I would say for me personally, I'm definitely going to have to step up in the leadership and more mentor role with those three seniors that left. They were really big leaders by example and leaders on and off the field. So not just myself, but I think a lot of the other seniors too, I think are going to have to take that kind of big step in just being good leaders for the younger kids, kind of showing them and setting an example for what it needs to look like. And I'd also say another thing this year that that I'm going to need to take a big role in is definitely pitching. Probably going to have to throw a little bit more than I did last year. And, you know, Brody Blake and I are probably going to be, like, one of the top guys that are going to be throwing this year for us. So I'm just trying to get as physically and mentally ready for that as I can and just trying to build my arm strength up every day for that.
It's going to seems like losing those three seniors is going to be kind of a pitching by committee this year for Sergeant Bluff. But, I mean, losing those three seniors and getting Brody Blake back, Brody, you know, towards the end of the season picked up some honors himself, good pitcher yourself. You know, I mean, I'm sure some guys, you know, the other seniors are going to have to step up a little bit and kind of do it by committee. You know, it's just kind of how it's been since they've taken away the innings part and you go by pitch count and everything's kind of different now. But, you know, moving forward, and I don't want to, you know, pass your senior season up, but you committed to Briarcliff. Why Briarcliff? Was it the fit of academics? Was it the fit of baseball? Was it the fit of all everything together, being close to home? What made Briarcliff the choice for you?
I would say, you know, like I said, right after our state tournament run is when I started to get recruited a little bit, but the very first school to recruit me was Briarcliff. And just that connection I had with Coach Corby McLaughlin was a lot different than any of the other ones I had. He was really relatable and easy to talk to, wanted to do everything he could to try and make me feel comfortable at Briarcliff, was texting me daily, if not every other day, just about anything that I was doing, whether it was school, sports, whatever it was. So I just felt like we had a different kind of connection. And then as far as school goes, I just felt like it had everything I wanted in a school college feel. It's a smaller college, which I really like. And I wasn't really as worried about location. I didn't really care if it was farther away or if it was close to home. I just wanted to play baseball, and with the situation and circumstances at hand, that was just the best fit for me personally. So
that's great. Tyler, we sure appreciate you coming in, being part of our first Leadoff Man podcast, and we're going to track you down another time this season. But looking forward to that opener and you guys taking the field. So on behalf of Mitch and I, and Bob Rose Point After, Westside Pizza, and North End Zone is our sponsor, thanks for your time. Appreciate you coming in.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys having me. You guys are a great podcast, so thank you.
Thank you.